have any. It's for dinner.
I get the picture. Routine one or two?
Two. He's on to one.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Where'd you get the cake?
I baked it.
Oh.
And don't forget I baked it for dinner. For dinner.
Oh, okay. All I want is a glass of water.
Well, help yourself. Seem to call just about the time you fellas get home from school.
Oh, well, it's probably one of the girls checking up on us. Well, you know how jealous women are. They just can't take no for an answer.
Oh, will you please ask them to try and not call just at the time I'm getting dinner, Hot Lips?
Oh, okay, sure, Bob.
Thanks.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey, what happened to you?
Cake.
Who slugged you?
Routine one or two?
Two.
Oh, some dumb kid. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Chip. What's the matter with your eye?
Nothing.
Nothing? Well, there's a mouse hanging around. They're big enough to eat a pound of cheese.
I got in a fight.
Now, don't you know your father doesn't want you to fight?
Well, it wasn't my fault. Besides, it doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll hurt when your father gets home. Maybe a little further down. Come on over here and I'll try and fix it up for you. Sit down there.
Try a piece of cake.
For your eye?
No, to keep up my strength. I may be in shock.
You may be in shock, all right. Now, you wait right there and I'll go in my room and get something to fix that eye. Take care of that eye, all right.
What's the matter, Buck?
Well, I don't know. Is that cake shrinking or are my eyes getting smaller? Something's going on. Here, now, look up. Look up at me. Does that hurt?
Bob?
Yeah?
Do we have to tell Dad I got in a fight?
Well, how are we going to explain about that eye unless we tell him you got in a fight?
Well, we could say I walked into a door.
Oh, no, not that old baby. We might try to feed him that one, but he'll never swallow it. Why don't you just be a brave little man and tell him the truth?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess, too. Like the kid up the street after he broke our window with his baseball. He told Dad the truth, and he forgave him.
Yeah, well, Dad had to forgive Skinny. His father was right in back. I'm holding the bat.
I didn't know that. Steve.
Hi, Bob. Chip.
Hello,
Temple. We've got something to tell you. Right, Chip?
Yeah, Dad. We got something to tell you.
What happened to your eye?
You see how he guessed it right away, huh?
You're quite a shiner. Where'd you get it, Chip?
Would you believe it if I told you I walked into a door?
You wouldn't expect me to believe that, would you, Chip?
No, but it'd sure help a lot if you did.
Come over here and sit down. You've been fighting, huh?
Yes, sir.
You know how I feel about fighting, don't you?
It's not the gentlemanly thing to do.
That's right. There are many ways of settling differences without using your fists. Right, Bud?
Well...
Yeah, but sometimes there's no other way. Right, Bob?
Well...
There's no reasonable excuse for fighting, Chip. Right, Bub?
Well...
Come on, don't be afraid. Speak up.
Well, before I do, I want to remind you that good household help is hard to get.
I didn't start the fight, Dad. Danny Miller did.
You're sure?
Yeah. I was mad, but I remember what you said about talking things over. So I tried to.
What happened?
While I was talking, he hit me in the eye.
And then what happened?
He started talking, and I hit him in the stomach.
Good boy, Chip. Protect your knuckles whenever you can. Come on, Tramp. We're getting the evil eye.
Well, Chip, I'll admit you had a reason to hit Danny. But that doesn't necessarily excuse it. What were you mad at in the first place?
Well, he said that his father's more important than you at the place he worked because he's fire chief.
Well, Chief Miller is a very important man at the airbase. But that's nothing to fight about.
Yeah, but then he said something real insulting about you.
What'd he say?
He said that you were nothing but a measly old pencil pusher.
And what did you say I was?
Well, I told him you were a test pilot.
But, Chip, I'm not a test pilot anymore. I'm an aeronautical engineer.
Isn't that sort of like a test pilot?
No, I'm a structural designer.
What's that?
Well, that's mathematical calculation of weight, stress, and balance.
What's that?
Well, it's a form of arithmetic, Chip. What I do is, well, I guess I am a pencil pusher. Of course, an important job isn't always glamorous, Chip.
That's okay, Dad.
Well, Chip, we'll forget about the Danny incident, huh? You can go now. I just want you to remember, though, no more fighting.
Well, I guess if you really are a pencil pusher, there's nothing to fight about.
Well, Bub, you really outdid yourself tonight.
That stew was the greatest, I think. Bub, you know, you didn't goof on anything.
You don't have to say it, fellas. You get the cake for dessert anyway. Well, it looks like I got one dissatisfied customer.
Yes, Chip, you haven't eaten much tonight.
I'm not hungry, Dad.
You're holding on for that cake, huh?
You feel all right?
I'm okay, Dad.
You know, it's just a mild trauma from his fight, Dad. Did you know that psychiatry's proven that there's a direct ratio between extreme physical shock and mental depression?
Thank you and good night, Dr. Freud.
I don't know. If you ask me, he's just sore himself because he lost the fight, that's all.
I didn't lose. I hit him in the stomach, and he walked all the way home doubled up.
Yeah, well, you're sure a sad-looking winner.
That's it, Bob.
Will you wrap your gums around this?
Oh, that looks good, Bob. Thank you.
It is good. I got a big hunt for you, pal.
No, thanks, Bob.
Okay, what's the matter with you?
I don't think I'll have any either, Bub.
What's the matter with you?
I'll pass too, Bub.
This afternoon, I couldn't keep you away from it. Or did I?
Well, I think I'll go upstairs and hit the books.
Me too. Thanks again, Bub.
You sure you don't want any more dinner, Jim?
No, thanks,
Dad. Well, maybe you'll feel like eating something a little later. Do you have some homework to do?
Yeah.
Well, you better go and do it. That arithmetic could stand a little brushing up, you know.
Okay. Maybe if I get to be real good at it, I can be a pencil pusher, too.
What did he say?
Well, he has the idea, for some reason, that I'm still a test pilot. And when I told him I was an aeronautical engineer, he, I guess it seemed a little mild by comparison.
Well, he'll get over it. You know how kids are. They forget faster than a politician after a campaign. You're not going to let it bother you, are you?
No. I don't suppose there's a father living that isn't a disappointment to his son in some way.
Eat your cake.
Yeah.
Why don't you take Chip out to the airbase with you sometime? When he gets a load of the jets and the experimental junk you've got out there, maybe he'll realize that your job's got a little moxie to it.
Yeah, you might at that. Yeah, I could show him a plane on the drawing board and then show it to him out in the field. He might get a kick out of that. Good cake, Bub.
Thank you.
Strange, isn't it? How the smallest incident can affect a boy. I mean, if you're not aware of it, he can grow into manhood and you might never know what's on his mind.
It's even stranger with girls. No matter how aware you are, they grow into women and you never know what's on their mind.
garage having fun, Chip.
They're both about 10,000 miles an hour.
Well, they get out there pretty good, but not quite that fast.
Well, afternoon, Steve.
Hi, Chief Miller.
Hi, Chip.
Hi, Chief Miller.
Steve, I'm sorry about that fight between Danny and Chip.
Well, I guess these young fellows have to let off a little steam once in a while. I don't think it'll happen again, will it?
No, sir. I'm sorry, Chief Miller.
Danny says he's sorry, too. Say, can I give you a lift?
Oh, no, thanks. We're just taking a look around the field.
Well, if you have a few minutes, maybe you'd like to see the fire department.
Oh, boy, can we, Dad?
Away we go.
Oh, boy.
Lifting your leg, Dr. Freud. Thank you very much. Wonder how your dad's making out with Chip.
Oh, fine, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I wish I were. I hate to see the little fella so upset.
He'll be okay, Bob. The immature mind of a child is very easily impressed.
Is that so?
Sure. The jet planes and all the atmosphere out at the field will create a glamorous image in Chip's mind. He'll associate the image with Dad when the transference is complete.
Dad will once again become the hero figure.
That simple, huh?
Merely a basic observation in psychology, Bob.
Well, you know, I've made a little observation on psychology myself.
What's that?
Well, for a guy who was studying the part from the neck up, you spend a lot of time lying around on the part from the waist down.
I'll show you where I work. Well, this is my office, Chip.
Is this where you work?
Yep, this is where I'm working at the moment. Here's my desk. There's my drafting table. Come on, sit up on the stool. I'll show you what I do. Now, right now I'm working on a design for a high-speed wing. Of course, the problem is to make it aerodynamically sound. That means it has to be designed in such a way that, well, it'll hold together under great stress and pressure. Now, this part of the
wing... Don't you ever fly in a plane?
No, I don't fly much anymore, Chip.
Don't you ever ride in Chief Miller's fire truck?
No, that's not my job.
Is this all you do?
Well, I wouldn't put it exactly that way, Chip. I guess maybe it doesn't sound very exciting, but it is kind of important. Here, did I ever show you how Slidery works? You can do all kinds of things with it. You can do addition, division, multiplication.
What's that, Dad?
It's an emergency signal, Chip. One of the players must be in trouble. Yeah. I'll be right over. Come on.
Where are we going?
To the control tower.
What?
Come
Chief. We're having a control malfunction with an F-101. I don't want to lose the plane, and it's too dangerous to let Lieutenant Smith risk a landing.
Airborne Jet 1-6 calling tower. Air Force Jet 1-6 calling tower.
This is tower. Come in, 1-6.
Low on fuel, Colonel. Shall I get out or try landing? Figure I have an accident clinched either way.
Stand by, Smith.
Roger, standing by.
Steve, you know every bolt in my plane. You're our only chance to save that pilot from bailing out.
Well, do what I can to help.
Tower calling Air Force Jet 1-6.
Roger, Tower, Air Force Jet 1-6.
Smith, I'm turning you over to our engineer, Steve Douglas. Follow his instructions.
Roger. Come in, Douglas.
Smith 1-6, this is Douglas. Do you read me?
Loud and clear, Douglas.
What is the nature of malfunction?
Uncontrollable roll tendency to right. Left aileron full up, right one normal. Barely able to hold straight level position.
Have you tried rudder control?
Roger. Not enough rudder control.
Smith, do this very carefully. Slow down to landing airspeed. Tell me the difference.
Slowing airspeed. 300 knots. 270. 260. Rolling.
Pull up airspeed. Try pulling the trim circuit breaker.
Roger. No change, Douglas. Fuel now 1,300 pounds.
Try pulling the autopilot circuit breaker.
Pulling autopilot circuit breaker. No change.
Smith, turn yaw damper off.
Turning off yaw damper. Landing, though, Douglas.
I think the power cylinder bell crank is broken. The servo valves are forcing the aileron to a full up position.
Fuel now 1,000 pounds. Have to come in or fly over field and eject. What do you recommend, Douglas? I have to have it right now.
I'm afraid there's no choice, Steve. Tell him to eject.
Let me try one more thing, Colonel. Smith, read me close. If this doesn't work, the Colonel recommends you eject.
Roger. Let's have it.
Try throwing on the autopilot.
Autopilot hasn't been checked out, Douglas. Might put the plane in position where I could not eject.
Hold tight to the control stick. By exerting 60 pounds of force, you can overcome the effect of autopilot if it malfunctions.
Roger, Douglas. Here goes. Drawing on autopilot.
I'm glad it worked.
Jet 1-6 to Douglas. Jet 1-6 to Douglas. Stick around. I'll buy you a drink when I get down.
I'll take you up on that, Smith. Roger, now.
There he is.
Crash 4 calling tower. Crash 4 to tower.
Tower to Crash 4. Come in.
Steve? This is Chief Miller. Good work. I take off my hat to you.
Thanks, Chief. Well, Chip, I guess we better go now. Oh, Colonel, this is my son, Chip.
Hiya, Chip.
Hi.
Kind of proud of your dad, huh?
You bet. He's a pencil pusher.
Sure, if I imagine Bub's just about ready for dinner, you better go and get washed up, huh?
Yeah, and after dinner, I'm really going to bear down on that arithmetic.
Well, hail the conquering hero. Heel.
Hey, congratulations.
Why are we proud of you, Dad?
Boy, I'll
he know all about you. Chief Miller phoned his wife. His wife told Danny. Danny told his pals. And we've had 40 kids at the door asking for your autograph.
They had a pilot that would have crashed without Dad.
Well, the pilot could have ejected.
Yeah, but you saved the plane, didn't you, Dad? Yeah, don't be modest.
No, don't be modest. You're the greatest thing since the lightning rod.
Well, who am I to fight public opinion?
Stop at the market? I gave you a list of things to get for dinner.
Oh, gosh, Bob, I forgot. I'm sorry. I've got the list right here, too.
I've got nothing to eat here but canned beans.
Well,
canned
I'm sorry.
Beans.
Oh,
darling,
no.
How did you forget
Look, I'm
that?
Sorry, fellas.
Hey,
I can't forget.
Hey, it's open on 8th Street.
Well, then hike over there and get something to eat.
Okay. Oh, can we use your car?
Yes,
I'll go with
keys.
You.
Oh, boy.
Here, take the list.
I got it.
If you need some money, you can get some money. Take
Now, don't buy everything in sight. Try and pick out a squash.
Champ, I guess you saw what happened there. Oh, but taught you something you'll remember for the rest of your life. Fame is a very fleeting thing.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice-as-nice morning continues here on TV Land.